There's not going to be video of this, right?
No, it's a podcast.
Good.
All right, we know that everybody else seems to have a podcast. Just every comedian, every person alive. And soon, now, even my mom has a podcast. Hi, this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is my mom. Mom, go ahead. You can say hi now.
Hi.
Yeah. So, this is a podcast.
What is a podcast?
It's what we're doing right now.
How did it get its name?
I think it derives from the iPod. Do you remember the iPod?
No.
Did you have an iPod?
What is that?
You can move the mic closer to your mouth.
What is the iPod?
Apple iPod.
Do we have one?
I have a couple. You're looking at me confused. Are you putting this on? Or?
No, I'm not putting anything on. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what it... Okay.
What's an iPod?
Apple's little cigarette box-type-size music device holds 1,000 songs in your pocket. And they have a touch screen. You forgot about those?
Yeah.
You have an iPhone, though, right?
Right.
Well, they don't call it a phone cast, do they?
No, so they call it a podcast.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. So we're about to...
Like a bunch of whales or something. A pod, you know?
Whales travel in a pod. Okay. I'm going to open up a rock star, not a sponsor by any means.
You know, he's going to get crazy on us.
I'm going to get this all over my fingers. It tends to happen. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? You said, hey, I want to do a podcast today. That's my impression of my mom. It's pretty spot on, isn't it?
No, it's not.
And then you said, what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
You don't have to say after I do the impression of you saying it.
So what should we talk impression. About?
Well, what have you been doing lately? If you have too many plans, it's not a comedy podcast. You got to talk about what you've been doing.
I'm going to try and make a new recipe today for dinner.
And that is?
I'm going to combine two recipes from two different cookbooks for King Ranch Chicken Casserole.
This is how superheroes get their powers, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
When his mom combined two recipes, he started wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants. He is unemployed son. Is that what happens?
I think so. Stay tuned.
And for dessert, we have something special from the store. What'd we get?
From our local Dillon's, not a sponsor.
Yeah, everybody was concerned that they were our sponsor. So this is a Kroger branch, right? In our area.
Right.
And what did they have in stock for the first time in, what, six, 8 years or something?
Yeah.
What is it?
Lily's Brooklyn Black and White Cookies. Oh, man, and they are really good.
And these are the black and white cookies that Jerry Seinfeld likes.
Yep, from Brooklyn, New York.
From New York City. And do you want to eat one on the podcast?
No, that's okay. I'll eat one after the podcast.
Okay. And before we forget, we are going to have my mom read all the positive five-star, well, I guess it's five-star, it has to be positive, all of the five-star reviews my mom will read on air. So we have a five-star
Except
review.
Except if they're naughty, I'm not going to read them.
All right. Can you read this one?
Hi.
Okay, look, at the very top here, see where it says, the title's Reddit Made Me Do It.
Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
That's the name of the podcast. Read the review.
Where's the review? Writing a five-star review causes Reddit Made Me good luck. Thank you.
Okay, Mom, one other thing. I've got something to give you because Mother's Day is coming up over here. Look what you got in the mail.
What is this? This is first class. Wow.
Okay, you don't need to read all that. Just let's get to opening.
Can I open it? Do I need a scissors or something?
No, just open. We're trying to do this in a timely manner.
Ah. Dear.
They call this ASMR.
I need scissors. Get me some.
All right, I'll get you some scissors.
It's like it's from Andar. Whoa. I like this stuff. Can't hurt it cutting it, right? In a box, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a box in there. Go ahead.
Cool.
Don't necessarily read everything. But.
Okay. Andar. Ooh, that's pretty color.
Oh, you got the blue one.
Ooh, it's pretty too. Very nice.
And,
I like that.
And what is that?
It's a...
You need to describe it. We don't have people watching.
Oh, it's a little wallet that got with a little wristband.
They call it the dinner, and this is the classic navy color.
I like navy, too.
Oh, that is a classy looking color right there.
It is.
And you like these little wallets because of why?
Well, they're real handy. I like to take them on walks if I don't want to take my purse. I like them too, even just to stick in my purse.
I like the little strap. It's so cute.
Me too. They're leather.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Leather made in the USA, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, son.
And if you want to get a swanky classic navy dinner from Andar, you can go to andar.com, use our promo code FRY20, save 20% at checkout. They actually have a new lighter blue now. And guess what the name of that color is?
What? Sky?
Car Mom Blue.
Car Mom?
Yeah.
I like this blue. This is really pretty. This is sexy.
Oh, great. I yesterday had to help your husband, who we call Dad. He got a...
I call him Monty.
He got a brake controller for the trailer hitch, and it wasn't working right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he puts in this device in the trailer hitch that lights up like, hey, if your left turn signal's on, this light over here lights up, your right turn signal, the brake light's on, whatever. And he's like, all right, is it doing anything? Get down there and look. And while he's doing this, I have to bend my face down into the exhaust pipe over there. So I'm inhaling all of this stuff. Not pleasant.
I bet you felt good last night.
No, it didn't give me a headache, but it should have, you know?
Yep.
It was kind of messed up, so I felt anyway.
Well, I thought it was nice he asked you to help him. It was a fatherly thing to do.
Oh, sure.
It was.
Scream from across the house, Fawn, get up here. And I'm like, what's the problem? What do you mean? And I'm like, you just screamed, Vaughn. Oh, yeah, I wanted you to look at this. Like, what? Am I on crazy pills, right?
Yeah.
Who says, am I taking crazy pills? Who says that?
You.
It's Will Ferrell. Oh. Says that in a movie. It's called Zoolander.
Oh.
You know what that's about?
The zoo? I don't know. No, I think it's about a modeling agency or something.
You think a movie called Zoolander
is about a
modeling agency?
Well, I thought he was like he did all that modeling, voguing stuff.
What was the name of his look?
I don't know. Zoolander? I have no idea.
Blue Steel.
Oh, really? Okay.
He
Yeah.
He kind of did duck face thing. The duck face thing was a fad that came and went, thankfully, but he
really?
Kind of started it. That's kind of neat. Have you been watching anything on TV or on a streaming service I let you have?
Yeah, we watched Tulsa King. It was good.
And do you want to tell people what that's about?
It's about Sylvester Stallone, right? And he's in the mafia, or the mob, I guess, and some mob.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
I don't know. I'm not real up on the mob.
I think maybe the mafia has to be Italian.
Well, he's Italian, so there you go. Anyway, he's been in prison for 25 years, and he gets out, and he goes to the state where I was born, where I'm from. He goes to Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And he does what there?
He starts getting money from a place that sells marijuana.
He becomes like the crime lord of Tulsa, essentially.
Yeah. But I think he's going to find out there's more than one competition. He got rid of one of his competition, but I'm sure there's more than one in Oklahoma.
Overall, I did watch the show, too. I thought it was okay.
Good.
I like the characters. I thought it was a little less predictable than I expected because I didn't expect all these people he kind of had a beef with to then join forces with him, you know? Everybody just kind of was like... Oh, hey, you're not here to kill me? Okay, fine, I'll pay $300 a week. I'll steal this horse, this bronze horse statue, and give it to you, even though you don't want it. We'll try that. And I didn't expect him to have some kind of, like, love interest ATF agent lady, because I saw the Dana Delaney in the ads, and I thought, oh, well, that's going to be his girlfriend for the show, obviously. And she may or may not be.
I think she is. They've been having lunch and dinner and... Just not showing that what happens afterwards or during.
Well, I think that the show's a little weird in that you have Stallone. He's been in prison for 25 years. He's 70.
He's definitely having lunch and dinner, trust me.
They say he's 75. He's been in prison 25 years.
Yeah, so he went in when he was 50.
He comes out a little too aware of his surroundings. He's not doing the fish out of water thing.
Well, like, a little bit.
Barely. He's like, what's Uber? And it's like, oh, an app on your smartphone. Well, do you have Uber? Okay, then call me a cab with your Uber. You know,
he definitely has skills.
He picked up way too quick on the smartphone. He uses the computer better than people his age. Somebody his age using the computer, especially if they haven't used one for 25 years, they're going to be that computer literate. I think that should have been a bigger emphasis on the show.
Well, 25 years ago, there was computers. People were using them. They weren't. I don't think there was.
He comes
too many
out of prison.
He
arrives in Tulsa. Tells his taxi driver to become his driver. Here's some money. Buy this car, a Lincoln Navigator. I would have liked to have seen the justification behind why he chose the Lincoln Navigator. Like, he didn't see a brochure. He didn't see anything about it. He should have been like, yo, give me a Lincoln Town Car. You know what I'm saying? And then they'd be like, Adrian. We haven't made a Lincoln Town Car in 10 years. What are you talking about?
What's the biggest thing you got?
And then it could have been the Lincoln Navigator. There should have been a scene for that.
You need to be a writer on the show. Contact them.
Well, some of this show was shot in Bethany. Do you want to tell us about Bethany?
We used to live in Bethany when you were a little boy.
And
it was fun. It was a good place to live.
Did you see any Bethany in the show?
I think maybe the horse ranch, but I'm not sure. I need to look into that. And I think the houses where the, what's the guy's name that doesn't like the dog across the street going to the bathroom in his yard? That looks like Bethany's, the houses in Bethany.
The houses definitely look like they're in Oklahoma.
Yeah, definitely.
There is a certain look about them that large-ish brick, some
ranch style houses.
Some driveway, not necessarily a basement. You know, it doesn't look like they have a basement. They don't have a basement. I don't know why it is, but they have tornadoes all over the place in Oklahoma, and no one decides to have a basement. We lived there for a while.
You hide in the closet.
And I think by the time we post this, the anniversary of this may have come and gone here, but the May 3rd, 1999 tornado. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
That was sad. My mother-in-law lost her home in that tornado.
And who had to go down there the next day and clean up?
What, were you 13?
I was some age.
And so that was his first time he ever went to a disaster zone. And he went with his father to help clean up. And the National Guard were there. And it was pretty.
It was cool seeing the Hummers out there. And they gave you sausage biscuits.
They fed you.
And like orange juice and stuff. Yeah.
And she's originally from Germany. And she was interviewed for German TV that day. They were doing interviews. She was on German TV.
They had to find somebody who spoke German, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think she spoke German in the interview.
So her neighborhood was, like, wiped out by this tornado.
First F5.
No, it was the biggest tornado ever recorded, and they had to change the scale. Now they call it the EF scale, the Enhanced Fujita scale, right? She's flustered because she's checking.
I'm not going to say a comment on that.
She's
checking
out her husband who just came home, and he quietly entered the room to my shock. And, okay, so.
Yeah, I'm checking him out.
So there is a tornado scale, okay, and this is the biggest tornado. They had to change the scale a little bit. Now they have what they call EF5s. They don't necessarily, but they're not necessarily as big as this one, all right?
This was really big.
And I saw such weird chaos over there, trees all up. Side down, roots, you know, right side up, cars in the trees, and no car was parked where it should have been parked. It was all illegal parking, and they probably didn't even get a fine for it.
A lot of people were killed right across the street from her neighbors.
A lot of people went to the local high school.
That's where her and her husband
went. Where everybody decided that if the high school gets hit, let's all die in the same place.
Well, it was underground. They had a
basement. I wasn't told they had a basement.
Yeah,
I thought they just sat in the gym or something.
I think they were underground. Well, they don't have a basement. I'm sorry.
All right, my dad
they
just clarified safe. They don't have a basement. They just got lucky.
They usually go to their closet.
Most of my memories of Oklahoma are hiding in the closet while there's thunderstorms and tornado warnings. When we lived there, there must have been, okay, you know how you're watching TV and you got that map in the corner and it tells you of the storms? That map was always there.
In the spring, yes.
That map never left your television. The map, there was always something happening with the weather in Oklahoma. I never see that map come up on Kansas. It's super infrequent. I think they've had better systems now, but I don't think... Okay, they have a basketball team. What do they call their basketball team? Pro basketball team.
The Thunder.
At the time, it didn't seem like that made a lot of sense, right?
Well, I think it does.
But Thunder in reality, there is a lot of thunder in Oklahoma. Yeah. You hear the thunder there more than you hear it in Kansas. Now, does that mean that you see the lightning and you hear the rain? Maybe, maybe not, but you hear the thunder, that's for sure.
There was a lot. I don't know if there still is, but there's a lot. It seems like every time we go to Oklahoma, during this time of year, we run into a tornado. And
it looks like a tsunami just about, or, well, a tropical storm or whatever. Yeah. You run through a lot of, it can get kind of scary on the highway driving through all that rain, right?
Right. So I was going to say, usually... Your grandmother and her husband usually get in the closet when there's a tornado coming in.
Yeah, so most of my memories of living in Oklahoma involve being in the closet, hiding from tornadoes.
So now you're out of the closet, right?
I think that... I cracked a joke.
Who's the comedian in this family?
Okay, maybe I'll record that line and play it for you to torment you later. But I don't think that we've had nearly as many scares elsewhere, though the tornadoes seem to be going else. Like Kentucky is getting the tornadoes. I hear Arkansas.
Alabama's getting the tornadoes.
Alabama has tornadoes, yep. But now we traded out our tornadoes and we have what? Earthquakes.
Oh, we do have earthquakes. They're fun.
Yeah, we never experienced an earthquake in Oklahoma, though. I wonder if they've got to be getting them too, because a lot of them say epicenter Tulsa, right?
Well, yeah, most of the, well, not Tulsa, but all over Oklahoma. A lot of them are coming from Oklahoma and we're feeling them here.
Do you think that on Tulsa King season two, they're going to introduce the
earthquakes?
The earthquakes?
They should. That'd be funny.
Hey, yo, what's rattling over here?
And it could be like, oh, hey, that's, we call it a, what do they call it? The size quake. You know, what was the thing they were doing looking for the oil where they pumped the water into it?
Fracking.
The frack quake. Yeah. I think that's what people call it. Yeah. So they could have that next season.
They could. Maybe he'll get in the oil business.
It kind of seems like he's out of trouble. Am I misremembering something? Like he took care of this. There's a biker bang.
No, he's going to jail.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So he'll get out of there. But like, there was a biker gang, and they kept saying they were one percenters. They didn't look that rich to me. Did they look that rich to you?
What's a one percenter?
It's supposed to be like your 1% income bracket.
I think they're 1% losers.
Well, so he gave some money to his kind of girlfriend there because she got fired, right?
I think that was a gift. So they say he was trying to bribe him. Yeah. And he was talking to her when she got shot, so he probably feels guilty.
He gave her $1 million that the magical crypto theft wizard with the weed house, which they all call dispensaries, which I don't like that term because it seems vague. And all that marijuana stuff is vague like that, and I don't like that. He just has magical skills and can steal anybody's bank account just out of nowhere. I didn't really like that aspect. It was just such an easy out. Like, why even bother having this little dispensary place if you can just steal from anybody's crypto wallet, right?
I guess.
But that's also my favorite character because he seems really confused as to why Stallone's even there shaking him down and stuff like that.
I don't know who my favorite character is.
He also made an inside joke about why he has the ability to break into that stuff.
Why?
Did you catch that?
No.
He said... I worked for a startup for 5 years. He was on a show called Silicon Valley on HBO, a comedy show.
Here you go.
I don't think that his character has the same name or anything, but he is second billed on the show.
Yep.
This guy. And he did a movie I just remembered with Stallone that's on Prime Video called Samaritan, where Stallone is like some reclusive ex-superhero. And this guy's trying to, has like conspiracy theory type thing, trying to figure out if he's alive or where his location is. Just has like a little roll, whatever. So that's it. Why are you playing with a napkin or a Kleenex?
Just because I'm fidgeting.
You're fidgeting?
Uh-huh.
Do you need a fidget spinner?
No, I can fidget all by myself.
So what else is going on? What else? You guys watch your Will Trent?
Yep, that's grown on us. You know, sometimes you start watching these shows and, man, you got to give them a little bit of time before they get interesting, but it seems to be getting better.
I watched the first episode. I watched two or three episodes of that. I don't think that this Alabama accent thing is genuine on this guy. What do you think? He sounds like he's trying to be, the James Bond from The Glass Onion. What's his name?
I don't know.
Daniel Craig's Southern.
Boy, they did good getting the dog, right? Though. Betty's pretty cute.
I hardly saw the dog. Did you say the dog does more? Mm-hmm. Does it like retrieve stuff from the crime scene?
No, she's just cute.
And then you have that show, The Good Doctor, which is still on air.
We don't watch that much.
I have said that they need to spin that off and have like the good lawyer, the good cop, the good journalist. And there actually is in the works The Good Lawyer, which, what's that guy's condition?
I think he has Asperger's. I'm not sure.
Can you get to a point where that's going to really stand in the way of the occupation, like the good podcaster and he has Asperger's?
Well, I think that you could do that.
Probably most of them do. But I kind of think the Asperger's thing is a little made up because it seems like we die. Oh, that got your attention. He's saying something controversial.
What?
Because now everybody has something, so they have to make up something for you to have.
I think everybody has something. When I was growing up, boy, they could have diagnosed us all with something, trust me.
Well, what did they diagnose you with?
I don't know. I used to throw fits and scream and holler. I didn't like to have my hair washed.
You know, on podcasts, a lot of people tell stories. Mm-hmm. And instead, I'm asking you and you give like one word answers.
Well, when she would tilt me back, like for some reason, she washed my hair in the kitchen sink.
Who's she? You got to say.
Your grandmother.
You got to say that.
My mom. And I remember screaming. I don't know why. I thought she's going to drown me or something. But I was a little brat. So maybe I thought I had guilty conscience thinking, oh, here it goes. I'm going to get drowned. I don't know.
Did it occur to you that she wouldn't be able to get away with this crime?
I was a little kid. I don't know. You don't know.
Okay. So you think you're being waterboarded to death while getting your... So was it getting all up in your nose?
I don't even remember. I just screamed.
And tell us about getting shot with the BB gun.
Oh, I have a big brother still. And he got a BB gun for Christmas and he shot me in the leg and then...
On purpose?
Yes.
Immediately? Like, first thing he did? Oh, I know what to do with this. I'm going to load this up and shoot.
In the calf of my leg. Yep, I remember it distinctly.
I thought it hit you in the knee.
No, it was in the calf of my leg.
You still have a bruise or what?
I probably have the scar. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, did you have to dig this thing out?
No, it just, like, stung real bad.
Okay, but it didn't go into your leg and have to get pulled out.
No.
Yeah, you think there's a scar.
I think my brother got in trouble, too. I can't remember.
Well, we're kind of assuming he got in trouble. No, he got congratulated for it.
No, no, I told you I was a brat. Maybe they were glad.
You said he got this on Christmas?
I think he got it for Christmas.
And then he immediately shoot you in the leg.
No, we were outside playing.
So he had to wait a little bit, wait for the right moment?
I don't know. He probably doesn't remember it. He doesn't remember a lot of things he used to do to me.
That's what happens a lot to people who are terrors, is they just, oh, my brother forgets about breaking all my toys. Oh, that's weird. Kind of weird how, oh, if he just forgets about that, I guess it didn't happen.
I turned out so nice to have been such a brat.
Well, I remember playing with guns in Oklahoma. We used to have, I had this rifle-looking thing that looked like a rifle.
My kids will never have guns. My husband, we got married. We're not going to give the kids guns. We're not going to spank them. Boy, I ate those words tonight.
There's a ton of spankings.
I know, and I was the one that said, oh, let's get him a BB gun for Christmas.
I don't think any of us had a BB gun.
Yes, you did.
I certainly did not.
Yeah, the one you just cocked?
No, that it was just a toy gun, and it had like a red rubber stopper type end on it.
I thought it had BBs.
Or orange. But I pushed that in to make it look more real, which not advised if you live in an urban area. It's astonishing police didn't just roll up to the house and just start shooting people, thinking the kids have rifles or whatever. Because all those toy guns looked way more like guns than stuff today.
You and your brother were hard on each other. Remember the baseball bat?
Okay, so my brother had a wooden baseball bat. It was a T-ball type set. Had a string or a rope on the end of the ball. He hit this off the tee. You know, he's messing around with it. Then I go, something possessed me. I decided to be nice for a second.
It was a real wooden baseball bat.
I said that. Okay. I didn't say it was a fake wood. Okay. You can get closer to the microphone. But I go and I retrieve the ball for him, okay? And I'm handing it back to him. So he swings and hits me in the face with the bat. And like,
what happened to you?
Knocks me out.
You said you saw stars and two cars and you fell down.
Yeah, we had one car in the driveway, but I saw two. And so I like wobbled around and fell down after that, getting hit upside the face with the bat.
So what'd your dad do?
Dad then went and snapped the bat in half with his knee.
No more. Don't get wooden bats anymore.
Well, it's, you know, you try to hand a ball to a kid. You don't become the tee, right? I didn't say, hey, take a swing now. Plus, he wildly swung in the wrong place if he was aiming for the ball, which is a shame. You can see why his baseball career didn't take off right there.
Oh, bless his heart. First day of baseball practice, probably T-ball, I'm not sure. But Grandma and Grandpa had to take him because Dad and I were both working.
He never did
working.
T-ball. He did pitching machine.
Well, he got hit. First thing, he wanted to be a catcher, right? He gets hit right in the stomach, takes his breath away, knocks his breath out. And that's the first and last game he ever played.
Well, I had to go to some of his games. I don't recall him doing a lot.
He was scared, then.
There was a need for a catcher without actually having a pitcher because they had the machine throwing the ball to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But then he played more sports than you did. He wrestled and he played football.
Well, and my first soccer goal.
It was his first game. It wasn't?
Okay, come in here and
my
interrupt the podcast.
My correcting me. It wasn't his first game.
Let mom tell the stories that are in, let her speak her truth, as Oprah would say. Okay?
Yeah,
now,
right.
My first goal in soccer, explain how you didn't see that happen.
Oh, he hit a goal and kicked a goal. But I was busy looking for Tyler, who had wandered off and was down by this creek with some big kids. And it was already starting to get dark out. That was scary. I had everybody stopping cars looking for Tyler. So I didn't get
so
to
you,
see it.
You didn't see my soccer goal because you had to go and interrupt their blood sacrifice of your youngest son.
No, I had to go find my baby.
Well, okay, that's what I said, right?
And then your dad played on an adult soccer league, and he made a goal with his head. And all the women were saying, Carrie, look, look. And I was busy trying to find Tyler again.
Again?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one.
Oh,
I didn't know
he was
off.
He's on the bleachers. I think he was trying to do a head first into the cement or something.
I hadn't heard about this one. I've heard, oh, yeah, you hit it with the head. But I thought you saw that. I didn't think that Tyler found a way to interrupt that also.
And I said, yeah, he's good with his head.
It's like he's some time traveler who comes around to ruin everybody else's accomplishments. Is that what it is?
It's
he knows the exact time to stop everything?
I guess. I don't think I get to pay very much attention. Most parents don't when you take little kids places. You have to watch them.
Well, what were you doing taking? Never mind.
Because it was a family event.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
He got in on it by interrupting it and getting lost again, right?
I think he was trying to fall off the bleachers.
Trying to fall?
Yeah, I was trying to stop him.
Probably actually trying to climb the bleachers, not trying to fall off, right?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No. Nope. I wonder what the name of your dad's soccer team was.
I do not remember.
Remember they had purple shirts. That's all I can remember.
I think he had a soccer team
maybe
later,
they were the
too.
Tornadoes or
no,
something.
No, I was on a soccer team called the Tornadoes.
Oh, that's
that was
right.
My first team. And then we had another team that was actually good, and I don't remember their name, but we had a blue and white jersey for them. But we were the Tornadoes, and we had a tornado logo, and it was like sucking up the words underneath. It was pretty neat, actually.
It was good.
A lot of those little club and, you know, middle school and all this, even high schools, they have just like pro sports logos that they just use. And it's just not very creative. It's like, oh, clearly that's the Minnesota Vikings logo. Why do you have it? Oh, well, we call ourselves the Vikings. But they can get away with that. The school system, you can, like, copyright doesn't apply to them. That's why when you're in school, they show, like, a lot of Disney movies. They wheel out the TV with the VHS tape, DVD, whatever they got now, or maybe they just turn on Disney Plus. But they can show Disney movies in schools and not have to, like, pay Disney money for, you know, exhibition fees or something like that.
We couldn't show Disney movies at the public library.
You couldn't?
Nope.
Well, we watched, like,
unless
Disney tapes.
We had a license for it.
Well, we watched, like, Disney tapes in daycare centers. Did you have to get a license in the daycare center for that?
I don't know. They're probably breaking the rules.
Breaking the law.
Okay. Breaking the law.
Is that a song?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Breaking the Law?
Yes.
Who sings it?
You were just singing it.
No, I was thinking Bad to the Bone.
Well, Breaking the Law is by Judas Priest.
Oh.
But you were singing it just right.
I was?
Yeah, so I think that you know that song.
I may deep in my psychic know that song.
You're psychic?
You like my new glasses I wore today?
Do those fit well with your headset?
They're doing all right.
I got you a pretty nice headset, right?
Yes, this is a really nice setup. Good job, son.
I heard that the ear cups would work good with glasses. So I thought, well, she's going to complain. What do you want to do?
I'm doing sign language. Are we about through?
Oh my gosh.
Cut.
The sign language game here is not... That she's saying, are we about through? But it looks like Uncle Joey's cut that out from Full House. So I guess Mom wants to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I think a lot of times with podcasts, you just want to give some... People just want something to listen to while they do their daily task. Do you think you accomplished that today?
Well, I hope so.
Do you think maybe next time you'll shoot up some more caffeine and be a little more talkative and jovial?
I'll let you know next time how my... King Ranch chicken casserole comes out tonight.
Why is it called King Ranch? Is there going to be ranch dressing in this?
No, there's a big ranch in Texas. That's how it got its name. But just like a chicken casserole, kind of with a Southwest.
Wait, is this the one
it?
That has the Dorito chips in it? Or is
no.
That's the taco casserole?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, taco casserole. I think that's the grandma used to make.
But we're... actually a bit upset because you can't seem to buy regular Doritos anywhere.
You can't buy regular plain Doritos and you can't buy taco flavored Doritos. That's what we
eat. Right. Okay,
we found
so
them
wait.
At Target
taco
at
flavor
Christmas.
Isn't the plain flavor or
no.
The original?
No.
There's an original in addition to that?
Yeah, there used to be like plain Doritos with no flavor. I mean just a regular corn flavor.
All right. Well,
Now you know.
Yeah, I think we found them at Target
the rest
or somewhere,
of the story.
Right? You can't be stealing other people's lines like that. What is going to be your walk-off? We're ending the podcast. Goodbye, everybody. What is Mom's way of saying goodbye to the audience?
I have not bye-bye now.